back to the Law of Distraction and Interruption show here on AchieveRadio.com. This is Joe Caraccio, creator of the Law of Distraction and Interruption, and your host. My next guest is Jim Hamilton. Jim, how are you today?
Joe, I'm very well, very well.
Excellent, excellent. Before we get going, please give our audience a little summary of who Jim Hamilton is and what you're up to.
Well, I wrote a book called Visionaries Thrive in All Times about how we create our realities. Ultimately, it's about learning how to partner with innate intelligence in our reality creating, going beyond what we can do on our own, partnering with something bigger than ourselves. And the latent is called Core Resonance. It's a new ebook, and it's more about this partnership with innate intelligence and contributing to making the world a better place by becoming in sync with something that's eminently successful.
Wow. Okay. That is very interesting. And we're going to need a little more explanation on that because we want to make sure that we're getting across what you want to get across, as well as talking about distractions and interruptions. And there's definitely a connection there. Tell us more about that, you know, because you said a partnership, and that's important. So tell us how they're going to be able to do something like that.
You know, what occurs to me, the easiest way to explain it is, non-resistance begets a whole new world. Most of us, you know, your program, Law of Distraction, it's like understanding that resistance is focus, and most of us get caught up and spun off by resisting what we don't want. It's an extremely good example of Law of Attraction. What you focus on expands, resistance is focus. So as we learn how to give up resistance and move into non-resistance, which is really what my work is about, and that transition, you then begin to be able to partner with something much larger than yourself instead of kind of running your world through your mind and distractions and resistance and whatever else.
I got it now. Okay. And that makes a lot of sense. Do we see it that people are distracted because of being, number one, self-centered? It's all about them, and they're not thinking from the whole picture? Is that part of it?
How about maybe survival, because we're out of sync with something that everything else in nature is aligned with, and because we're out of sync with it, we're in a fear and survival mode, and we actually, being out of sync, we're in constant reaction, and it keeps us spun off.
Okay. You hit on something really important, survival mode and fear. Fear, to me, is probably on the top of the list of distractions in life. And so many people live in fear. What do you think about that? I mean, you started to say that, and let's expand on that.
Well, you know, I don't want to try to get too, you know, we don't have very much time, but let me suggest that if the brain and the mind, it's their job to process our surroundings before we can make choices and decisions, and the truth of the matter is the brain and the mind don't have the horsepower to do it, that's what shuts us down. See, our natural state is what I call an intact connection with innate intelligence. It does the processing for us. When we try to do it on our own, we get into overload. That's what creates this survival mode, fear and doubt, resistance, defensive posturing, and separation.
Well, that is really very deep and very, very interesting. How then is someone going to be able to conquer that? You're right. It's probably philosophically, we could talk about this forever. But in a short summary, what's the first steps? What is the first step that someone can? And it is a tough world right now, especially today. A lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. So where does someone start? Because we have to start somewhere.
Well, Joe, first off, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your program. I do appreciate what it is you're doing, and I didn't really even know, even though I'm from the Scottsdale area and now I live in California, and it wasn't until I tuned into your program a little bit that I really got to see what you're doing, and you're obviously contributing and being useful to the unfolding of the world becoming a better place. But the simple answer is, we need to learn how to love what we once hated. We need to learn how to love what we once resisted, and we need to learn how to love what we're afraid of, and that's the simple answer. And there's a more complex answer, because I actually play with technology that cleans up the nervous system, enhancing the quality of our connection with innate intelligence, which makes what I call innate guidance available, and we can actually transition. And that's what I teach in the transition that I'm working on and introducing to people.
Wow, this is excellent. This is really excellent, because we need a little more of this in the world. Matter of fact, we need a lot more of it in the world. Before we continue, website. How do people get a hold of you, get information? Because this is if you have, this is not going to be expanded totally in this short 12-minute interview, but we want to at least get the ball rolling, so to speak. So what is your website?
Well, there's two websites. My primary website is visionarieslab.com, visionarieslab.com, and that website will introduce you to Core Resonance, resonance.com, and that's all the latest work that I'm doing, which is about re-enabling this connection with innate intelligence that's actually intact in everything else in nature. See, we're in a state of separation right now.
Yeah, I agree. And I have a question for you too, is just that, how did you get to this place? This is remarkable that you're doing this work. I mean that sincerely, because most people just go along, you know, just daily do the same thing over and over again, and we know what happens when you don't get change if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, but it's the majority of people. How did you get involved with this? What brought you up to this point?
Well, I wish I knew how much time we had. I really don't need to know, but the long story short, I started meditating when I was 23, and I've now got 36 years. And between meditation and a certain kind of common sense, I've been very lucky in my life. The very latest project was I was working with a gentleman that was developing some neurofeedback equipment, and I pioneered the marketing and the sales of that. And in selling $1 million worth of it, I got to see something specific and in particular, and I've been going about recreating that and making it available to people at a much lesser cost, I might add, substantially lesser cost.
And I like that, because this is something that you worked with. You were hands-on, yeah. And that's so important, because there are people I've met, and boy, have I met a lot of people way before I developed this program. I've been involved with thousands of people, literally, from different aspects of my life. And I've met a lot of people who said they're visionaries. And when I start to question their background and how they got there, they just became a visionary, out of nowhere, no real background. I really do appreciate what you said and the years that you've been involved, because that gives credibility to yourself, and I hope my audience is hearing that. It gives credibility, and it's so important that people take the time to just to listen to people like Jim Hamilton and hear what he has to say. If you don't open your mind and listen, nothing's going to happen. So I wanted to let you know I really appreciate that. We have, you know, this show is all about distraction and interruption, of course, but it leads into many things, and you've led into something that I think is excellent. It really is. We have about 2 minutes left. The floor is yours, whatever you'd like to say.
You know, I think what I'd like to say is that humanity has a potential to extend and expand into what's next. And when we were young as a species, which we still are, I like to joke, and the idea we've only been pooping inside of houses for 100 years, so we're still pretty young as a species. But what used to tie us together was our differences. What used to tie us together was the things we were afraid of. We would huddle and be afraid of the dark and this and that. And what's coming now is that we're starting to discover our samenesses and our similarities, and what has been separation is starting to break down. And, you know, Barack Obama, a lot of people voted for him. A lot of people put in $80 a piece, and a lot of people did this and that. And he's reaching out to other governments, and the internet is making access, my computers, access to, or a web page that I build, access to China or Iran. All of this is becoming available, and we're starting to discover our similarities and our samenesses, and it's the beginning of us as a species starting to take, become responsible for our capacity to move forward. And then you look at the idea of technology, like let's say the kind of stuff I'm working with, that could rapidly enhance our ability to learn how to mesh with a bigger whole. And there's an exponential multiplier in all this, which goes into Dr. David Hawkins' work, and maybe for another conversation. But, you know, we're starting.
We'll have to do this again, because you're absolutely right, and you're right on track. Jim Hamilton, I really, really appreciate you being on the show. Please mention your website quickly again.
Yeah, visionarieslab.com and coreresonance.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the Lord Distraction Interruption. Really appreciate it.
Nice to be here. Nice to make your acquaintance and see what you're doing. I appreciate it as well.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Thank you.